FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop? Transformers, defenders
of truth, robots who fight in disguise. Hello, everyone, and welcome to TFYLP episode 236. Tonight, we're going to mix it up. What do you mean by mix it up? You know, you like having your classics, and someone likes their G1s, and someone likes their G2s, and we're just talking about mixing it up. What goes with your G1s? What goes with your classics? You know, what floats your boat? And tonight what, with
what displays well together and what does not. It's kind of a jump off of our topic from last week into what's a what looks good together.
Right.
And I have some thoughts on that. I'm sure we all do, and hopefully everybody else here will. But go ahead, Brett.
Okay. Tonight I'm your host, Megamus, and with me is Duron Lan.
Hola. ¿Cómo está usted?
Headmaster Don.
Hello, everybody. Shuffler is going to be my co-host tonight.
Ah, everybody be shuffling.
And Jack.
Hey, everybody.
Don't do that. That's it. Don't do that.
Hey, everybody.
I totally sounded like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Hi,
yes,
SpongeBob.
So,
how's it going?
actually, you know, since you're so froggy into this, Duron, why don't you start off with it? If we're talking about, you know, different lines that mesh well together.
Well, first of all, I got to say, and I'm going to preface this by saying that I love Transformers Animated. You know, it was a great show, and the toys by themselves are really good. But I currently don't own any of the toys. And there is a specific reason for that, is that whenever I had them, I had pretty much the entire show cast whenever they were out. Save a couple. But whenever I had them and I had them on my displays, they just stuck out like a sore thumb. They really didn't seem to fit with everything else that I had. And they just didn't mesh well, especially if you, you know, like we spoke about last week on the show, you know, how if you run out of room on one shelf, sometimes you got to kind of mix up shelves in your display. And you might have, you know, classics and G1 together on one shelf because you don't have the room on the dedicated shelf. So you might have to bleed over. Well, it's one thing to have different aesthetics on there, but when the animated aesthetic was so much of a departure from your average Transformer look, it just didn't look right, no matter how I had it displayed. So I opted to get out of the animated stuff because they just didn't fit with my display. And that's an example of what we're going to be talking about tonight. I mean, I don't collect animated. I'm not a hater of animated. I love animated. It's just, yeah, but it just doesn't fit in my collection.
Well,
period.
And I agree with you. I mean, there's some things, and I'm just going to say this, not knowing what, you know, Jack and Don, or even what you're going to go back into, but I mean, like, in my opinion, right off the bat, if someone was a really big movie collector, and then you added animated, I mean, I don't really see the two of those meshing very well, or even like movie and G1. You know, I mean, you're talking about just totally different ideas and concepts, and I personally don't see how they would mesh. Now, I mean, some people might say no, and I mean, there might be like this figure from this line, you know, as an example, will fit well with this one, and I could be totally wrong, but off the top of my head, the movie stuff to me just is completely by itself. The animated to me is completely by itself. I personally think the only thing you could really mesh, and just a little bit, it would be like G1, classics, and even Masterpiece. Because there are some classics that I think would mesh well with Masterpiece.
Oh, yeah, yes. Combine Wars Devastator with MP Decepticons.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Combine Wars Devastator is my Masterpiece Devastator.
I kind of like
Hercules for that.
Yeah, I kind of like to go into that a little bit more, too, later on.
Well, sure. I was just throwing that out.
What displays well with Masterpiece? But go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand the concept, but the difference is my point of view and Don's. Well, we'll find out. Duran, you're probably about the same, too. When you grew up with G1, and then you get this movie stuff, and you're like, man, that just doesn't mesh or whatever. But as we've always said before, that movie stuff is someone else's G1. So they might look at it a little differently.
By movie stuff, are you talking about the 86 movie or the new live-action movie stuff?
Yes, the live-action 07... And forward. To me, they are they're just a separate category in and of themselves. And don't get me wrong, there's some stuff. I mean, I do have some movie toys that I think they're really, really nice, but they're not on my G1 or my Masterpiece shelf. But that's just me.
Now, is there anything that, for example, you don't like? I mean, me personally, I don't have a problem with mixing like Generations and Combiner Wars and all that stuff, because to me they technically do go together. But some people, they want to keep the Generations with Generations, well, the Universe with Universe, yeah, stuff like that. Do you mix?
Well, here's the thing, and you guys talked about it last week when you were talking about collecting, and people said, you know, this is my Masterpiece shelf. This is my Universe shelf and blah, blah, blah. And you can even cut it down to, and I know that Michael Swift did, this is my season 1, my season 2, my season 3, and so on. And you could do that with your G1s. You really could. I mean, you know, some people would say, okay, Hot Rod would be, you know, in the 86, 87 right here. And then Target Master Hot Rod would go later with my Target Masters. And then there's other people would say, no, all my Hot Rods are here, and then I have my others. So all the Hot Rods have to be together. Just a for instance, you know. I mean, some people, it just depends on how you display as opposed to what meshes. But we're actually talking about taking different concepts, not just a run of series. We're talking about different concepts. And I would say that there's people out there that would take every single Prime, G1 all the way, and would have one shelf of that. I guarantee there's people out there.
So you I actually had one like that.
Yeah. Huh? I couldn't hear you.
I actually had one like that here shortly, or not long ago.
Yeah.
Whenever I had a number of them, and so, then Jack said,
"Yeah." So you would have there's very, very possible that in someone's collection you got a nice blocky G1 Prime right next to the 07 movie Prime.
Oh yeah.
Right next.
Yep. You know? Next to the Cybertron Prime and whatever else came out, and yeah, that's what I had from my little shrine, pretty much.
But I really do. I think this is really a continuation from last week, because you're taking the idea of collecting and displaying, and some people would. I mean, I know some people. I know one person in particular that is very meticulous. That, like, I would put all my MicroMasters here, my Pretenders here, and, you know, whatever other area.
Well, see,
and
that some that brings would do up
it according to years.
That brings up another point. You know, I like what Night Sword says. Many of the 86 and above G1 characters don't mesh well with the Diaclone-based characters. You know, because most of the Diaclone-based Transformers had a lot of diecast, a lot of chrome. Most of the 86 stuff and beyond didn't.
Well, that's because it was built after.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, everything before that was actually just reused mold from Diaclone. That's why they mesh well. So absolutely, it's a good point, but the reason being is that a lot of that stuff that you see previous was molds used for Diaclone and built around the same time frame. So you're going to different. Just like you would say that the 07 movie stuff or animated doesn't really mesh well with the Diaclone stuff.
Yeah. Don, you've been unusually quiet.
Well, I was trying to sort of figure out how I was going to jump in this conversation because, unfortunately, I really don't have my collection displayed
idea of it.
Right. It's not. I've got my Brave on several shelves, and I've got some displayed. It's just a lot of it is in boxes or randomly on shelves.
Well,
let's
do this, Don. I have a question for you. Since you say you don't have a lot of yours actually displayed.
It's hit or miss, you know.
What is your dream display? If you could display your Transformers, all of your collection, in any way, what would be your envision of how you would like to display your toys?
How would you
make it look, and how would you break it down?
I would like to have a large, like a basement, like what we've seen Rick have with his new house. You know, the large basement that he's working on making his man cave, sort of like what Jack's got behind him. But I would like a room. Maybe not Detolfs because they're a little expensive, but just some nice shelves, like bookshelves you would get at Walmart or Target, whatever, you know, because they're nice. Lined up along the walls, and every bookcase would be G1, G2, G1 Autobots, G1 Decepticons, G2, because you can fit all that in one bookcase, obviously. Every bookshelf would be its own era, Armada, Cybertron, and over in the corner would be Beast Machines under towel.
Supreme Clash Cheetor.
They're in the basement.
What's in the basement?
Beast Machines.
Other than the chains and stuff, you know. We'll get to that
other
later.
Than your pleasure room.
That gives Nightscream a whole new meaning, but see that as a thing. But yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, so pretty much, yeah, just imagine the Naked Gun facepalm at that point. I would like to have my life kind of compartmentalized where I could have a normal house with normal things, a few collectible things here and there, and then I'd have one room that would be just my room. You know,
yeah,
that's the way I like to have it set up, because, you know, I've had people come to the apartment, the landlord comes to the apartment or someone to do repair work or whatever the case may be. And they walk in and they see that. And they see
Massey
Transformers and they see the movie poster and they see Sailor Moon and they see Visionaries, and they say, "Oh, you collect toys," and it's like, "Yes, that's my hobby." It's a lot like, you know, if I had a cars out in the yard, which I couldn't because of my landlord, obviously. But if I want to be a if I want to be an amateur mechanic, I could have cars out there. I could have coins or stamps. But when you collect toys,
look on the bright side, Don. At least there's not a Sam's Club jug of hand lotion there and lots of Kleenex just laying around. So.
But along those same lines, I gotta ask. The Kiss player stuff, is that in the bottom drawer, in the sock drawer, kind of hidden?
No.
The actual figures are on some of the shelves because that Rodimus is the Rodimus is a great looking figure. I have the Auto Trooper. I mean, not count. And y'all know me. To me, the fiction, it's like we've had this discussion before, like for BotCon, how important the fiction is to me. Be an integral part. In this one case, I don't care about the fiction.
Oh, I wonder why.
I just enjoy the toy. I enjoy the Kiss player toys.
I can tell you that when I was heavily, and it's funny because someone even was it Tekatron that did it? Yeah, was talking about alternators and Binal Techs together. And I remember when I used to have alternators and Binal Techs, and I put them together. I didn't care if they were two different lines; they mesh well together. Yeah. But I can tell you
essentially the same molds.
When it went to the Kiss stuff, I left the accessories in the box.
Yeah,
and that's all I'm going to say about that.
But that would, I mean, I have some shit. Again, I have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of stuff.
Stuff.
And, you know, but I have a lot of my Brave. I have a lot of my Dag 1 together. I have a lot of my Galgengar together. I have a lot of Exkaiser together, you know. So all my it's some is together, some is it. But like for example, animated. I cannot think of a toy line that was so a Transformers line that was so show accurate as animated. Mm-hmm. And when we saw animated, we thought there's no way they can make toys that look like the show. And I'll be damned if they didn't. And it's like Ultra Magnus is one of my favorite animated toys. Ultra Magnus. I have the regular and the Roadbuster version. And
Mine is incomplete. He's fun. Really fun.
I love him. But animated, like whenever I get my stuff together, animated really is going to be in its own display because it doesn't fit. Now, one thing I do.
You do?
Yes. IP Daily. is that I have third-party masterpieces mixed in with my regular masterpieces because, when I rearrange my shelf, I'm going to have Kronos for all of his faults. I still think in robot mode, he does look like a good Skyfire. I know, but I don't have $200 to repeat buy on the same character toy.
That's when you or burn Kronos. And then
I get enough of that from the other podcast. I don't need it over here either.
Well, that's because they're right, Don.
Okay, I've said it. Okay, Kronos is a bad toy, but I honestly think in robot mode he is a good Skyfire. Is he Phoenix level quality? No.
Nope.
Is he fans toy level quality? No. But I also don't have right now with Voltagus and other pre-orders, I don't have $225 to repeat buy. But that's just it. So, but on my masterpiece shelf, I have Wrestle, I have Hellfire, I've got Downbeat, and I've got Ocular Max's their Mirage. I forgot the name of it.
Repeat buy.
Thanks.
Really fun.
Yeah, I have I did have my stack in my masterpiece collection until I got Ultra Magnus, and then I did swap them out.
I have him too.
Yeah, and then
I got all three Magnuses.
Yeah. So, but like for example, I have all of my fans' project armors, both Protector and City Commander. I have every version of those. And
kill.
Yeah, I went a little crazy. I even got the original Shadow Scythe armor.
Nice.
Yeah, but so when I try to have it like that, but I will mix like my masterpieces together because they are the same as overall aesthetic. Yes, yeah, even Massey agrees with me. Isn't that right?
Meow.
Is that yes?
My cat was just in here too. He was investigating. So Don, I mean, if you were, let's break down your displays and see how would you, are there certain lines that you just think would look awful together? Certain lines you think would look good next to each other, even if they might be on the same or on a different shelf, but they're on the same level. Yeah. Like you got one bookcase here and another bookcase here, this shelf and this shelf next to each other.
Yeah.
You know,
For example, I wouldn't put G2 and Animated side by side because it's just
your eyes would start bleeding.
but it would be a wonderful way to go blind. No, it's just again, each one has its own aesthetic, and if you put two things so diametrically opposed to each other, opposite each other, each one kind of loses itself because it's like. You don't know where your eyes want to go next. You know, it's like, do you want to look at the G2 shelf and then you've got all this over here? Movie with really anything else. It's like animated, just not as good. But I'm sorry.
I'll give you that one.
But, you know, I would have an entire movie collection of stuff that some of it which I hadn't bought. But it would be it would be kind of separate from, say, your G1 because it's just it does visually. I guess what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way.
Oh, hello, little friend. That's a spider crawling on the wall. I'll be right back.
Hashtag random.
Well, if we hear a black arachnid terrorize in the background, we'll notice
and
everybody's
off he goes. He's like,
click,
terrorize.
Done. So, So I guess it would boil down to is when I have this theoretical room, I would probably rearrange the shelf based on when you walk in visually, how it looks as a collection as a whole, and how the room balances out. Rather, you know, just so that way the presentation is there.
You'd have a feng shui about it.
I kind of would
because it's like you don't want a fellow collector to walk in and see the one that has your inner John Autobots be the first thing they see. It's like, this is the most pitiful collection I have ever seen in my life.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I do agree with you, but everyone's feng shui is different. Yeah. And you might be capping on someone's all-time favorite. I don't see how, but all-time favorite series.
But like, for example, you know, I collect other lines as well. You know, I have the Sailor Moon. I've got the statue. I like Sailor Moon.
Okay,
actually, I like
Sailor Moon. You know, I've got the Machine Robo. I've got one. I haven't got any of the other ones
what
yet.
What was that you held up, Brett?
Couple Joes, G.I. Joes,
I thought that was a Stargate action.
Go bits.
I don't play the game, but Close. I collected the Infinity figures just because they look great, and again, you know, I'm a big Zootopia fan, so I got the W ones there. But you know, it's just I'd make sure that everything would be together, in its family, and. I don't guess as long as the stuff wasn't mixed up like it is now on a junkie shelf after all that kind of work, that's what I'd be shooting for.
Everyone's idea is different.
I like Tekatron's idea, and I go along the same way as he does. The immediate eye level shelves are occupied by third party and masterpiece level toys. So when you walk in the room, you're looking at eye level. Very first thing things you see are the eye candy masterpiece stuff. But you have to look down or look up a little bit higher to see the not so masterpiece.
See,
that's pretty much mine.
It's funny that he says that because if you go into my room and the biggest display I have is, I guess it's 8x6. I mean, it's huge. and eye level up and just below it, because it takes three shelves, is all Masterpiece stuff. And yes, I mix my third party with my official. It doesn't matter. I am of a mind of the most, the best representation of each character. Doesn't matter where it came from. If I think that's the best representation, that's what I'm going to put. And I think all the Masterpieces need to go together, regardless of where they came from. So, yep. And yeah. It's just funny, because that's exactly like he said, eye level. That's exactly what I
think. Yeah, because like that, it's like as soon as you walk into the room, that's the first thing you see.
Sure.
Pretty much when you go through my door, the first shelf you see is my Masterpiece Autobots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. That was the first thing. I'm like, I kind of want to put it here, because that'll be the first thing. Even before you get to the door, that's the first thing you see.
Yeah. Now, I have to be honest, the very first thing you see when you come in through the door, because if you look where I'm at, and for the audio-only listeners...
the box stuff over there.
Well, I'm facing the computer, and the door is to my left. When you open the door, the first thing you would see is straight across to my right to the display, and that is all my Hot Toys and Sideshow collectibles. Of all my superheroes and everything like that. That's actually what you see first.
I did not realize you collected those.
And, to me, well, those are the best representation of those characters. When you go around the room, bam, best representations of all the Transformers that we have to date, in my opinion, are the Masterpiece.
But when Brett, whenever we have a show and I'm on and Brett's window pops up, my eye automatically always goes to the Shogun Warriors.
Yeah.
Because... freaking Jumbo Machine.
And I hate to tell you that. Warriors. Yes, they're below eye level, but they're too big. They're just, they take up too much room. It's like, they're on the floor.
So it basically, it all depends on how you're viewing it.
Yeah.
You know, but like, for example, Brett, you know, I'm looking at buying my first Hot Toy in a couple of months, the Mark V Iron Man.
Nice.
All right. You ready? Let me see here. Let me see if this will work.
No crotch shots here.
Holy Hannah.
There's some...
Yeah.
I know where that came from.
There's that... third party... Or not third party. There's some Hot Toys, Sideshow collectibles.
That's a lot of... Now, do you... just? I know we're getting off topic, like, but do you have the Batmobile? Do you have the...
No,
Keaton
but that
Batmobile?
Thing is this big.
Yeah,
it was too literally... big.
There's a comic book store close to where Mom used to live. I discovered a couple years ago after she passed away, and he has the Keaton Batman, the Nicholson Joker, and the Batmobile on display the very first thing when you walk into the store. You cannot help go over to that thing.
Now here's the thing. I know we're getting off topic, but just really, really, really quick. The first one that came out was the Christian Bale Batmobile. And I went, that's really neat. It's big, this, that, and the other. I said, but you know what? It's not like the Tim Burton one. When they came out with the Tim Burton one. And I'm like, so you know what I said? I said, man, it's not like the Adam West Batmobile.
Yes.
So that's coming next, I'm sure.
So, but
I'm procrastinating this not does to all, buy it.
But this does all roll back into the fact that not only is it how you want the room to look, it's based on also... visitors to your visitors looking at your collection, either in person or in this case through Skype or whatever the case may be. So you're going to have different people seeing different things from different angles based on how they're viewing your collection.
Yep.
Well, and
so, you know, there's that as well.
There's one little nuance, and I'm waiting until everyone gets done. There's one little nuance of displaying your collection as far as like you were talking about that hasn't really been hit yet that I've ran into.
Dusting.
No. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Let me put you this way. Above me, I have another display case with nothing but Macross.
Ooh.
By itself, all done.
No, I'm sorry, Brad. You broke up. You've got Robotech up there. Is that correct? You've got Robotech?
Yes. Robotech Macross. Yeah, it's Macross, buddy. Anyway, so... yes, and the best part was
fucking A.
I got all the ones I wanted, and they fit in that display case, and there's no extra room. Perfect. I think you're gonna see what I'm talking about here. Over here with the Hot Toys, as you can tell, it's starting to get crowded. I've gotten all I want to tell. Date, and it looks very well. What it comes down to is I got my masterpiece and all that stuff, but then I also have, like down here, I have some club exclusives, this, that, and the other. And why are my club exclusives in with my masterpiece? I'm running out of room.
Room.
Yep.
Room. Yeah, I start shoving stuff in corners and everything to get it out so I can see it. It's visually appealing, but it's not really where I would like it if I had more room. So another nuance is room, not having enough room.
Yep. So where's your Exosquad shelves at?
In the garbage.
Oh!
I don't like Exosquad.
Just like the WCW Nitro episode where
SmackDown
Blaze took that belt and just dropped it in the trash can.
You, sir, have no soul.
Stone Cold with the IC title under the river.
All right.
Yeah.
On. Here we go. I'm going to cover it up so you can't see. All right. I think I can actually. I'm going to open up the doors here so you can see this. This actually is right above me while we do these shows.
Damn, whoa. That's a lot of Valkyries.
That's only one shelf. Whoa. There's another shelf. There's two shelves on.
Do you have the Matchbox SDF 1 by chance?
Where did I put that damn thing? It was something I had to put in a different shelf. Yes, I do.
He has it on. Why do you ask such stupid questions?
Yes.
So basically, these are the 148 scale.
Fun.
And above is the 155 scale, including an Elite Seeker. And I mean, yeah. So, I mean, they're all right there.
Looks like a bunch of Jetfires to me.
Just repainted.
Well, I bet I've got
He's
something
got a you Jetfire don't have. Fetish.
I bet I got something you don't have, Brett.
Yeah, but did you go to the doctor and get rid
Restraint.
Of it?
Restraint!
No, I've got the Toy Nami Cyclone, Scott Bernard Cyclone armor.
Oh, the Cyclone armor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
the,
it's over there in the box.
They're,
it's the box over there.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, but again. I have no idea what he's saying.
Y'all want to get high?
I love this. But yeah, definitely room is an important thing.
Yeah.
See, I've got a 2-bedroom apartment, and I can't do my special room of that I want to do in a 2-bedroom apartment when I have this much stuff. But also,
I don't know.
In the past,
I don't know. We need. I have to beg to differ because
beg away.
Now, you and I both know. Well, Brad, I think you've seen Orson's collection, correct?
Yeah.
Orson, the owner of Captured Prey, he has
looks like
a rather large collection. And he has all of it in one room. And as you go in the room, there are bookshelves back to back. And it's like a library maze.
Yeah, it's a maze.
And nice. It's floor to ceiling. And the space utilization in that room, I amaze at. And he still has room for a couple detolfs. And he's got about, if I can guesstimate right off the top of my head, that's a year, 2, 4.
I'd say that's about a.
I'd say it's about, there's about 15, 6.5 foot.
Well, I'm trying to think. I know it's bigger than a 12 by 12.
That room is about the size of this one here, and it's about a 12 by 12.
Okay. I think it's a little bigger, but still, you're talking about a 1-bedroom. And yeah, I mean, literally everywhere you look, there's display cases and everything. I did want to say one thing, talking about last week in the displaying, and I think Rick said that he got some display cases from like a jewelry store, or this, that, and the other, and that's great. That's where I actually got a few of them, but you can go to Goodwill, thrift store, and Facebook, and they have groups like yard sales, and people uh-huh. sell them, and you can get them dirt cheap. And we're talking about like this. I've got like that 8 foot by 6 foot. That's high tempered glass. It's good quality. I mean, and it fits a lot. And I think I paid $100 for it. And I literally, it's got a glass, mirror back, and it is heavy as heck. To get it up the steps, I had to completely take it apart. It was just too heavy.
I actually wondered whenever I was over at your house last. I'm sitting there because you went downstairs to get a drink, and I'm standing there in your room looking for something to steal. I mean, looking for.
I figured that's what it went.
Yeah, I was on that test. Yeah, that's right. And, we were doing the test, and they're all just sitting
little
there.
Little Freudian slip. No.
You didn't notice the little cameras in the eyes, did you?
So, yeah.
I got you.
But no, seriously, I was looking at the display cases, and I was sitting there wondering. I'm like, he either had to completely disassemble those things, or it was a bitch to get them up the stairs.
As a matter of fact, it's part of collecting, right? It's part of collecting. I don't think I've moved this damn thing this much in any show. That display case right there, the back piece is a mirror, and it's two pieces. The top comes off, everything, all the glass comes out. That was disassembled to bring up. This one, the same thing because it was too heavy. It was disassembled. This one was disassembled. Oh, over my head. That one was disassembled. The one above it was completely disassembled.
No, disassemble number 5.
And that one was disassembled and brought back. So, you get really good with a screwdriver. So,
well, my thing is that I first of all, Britt, I would have to say that if I ever was in your shoes and I had to move,
it's going to suck. Big thing is I got to remember how to take all these apart. You should have seen. Yeah. It's just so funny. It was actually the 8 foot display. I came in my truck. I drove there in my truck, and I've got a short bed truck. It's like 5.5 feet. Well, this is 8 foot. And I went there, and I'm like, I looked at it, went around to the back, looked at it, and I went, yeah, I'll buy it. Here you go. Here's your money. She said, well, you want us to wait until you get a trailer or whatever to come get it? I said, no, I'm going to take it now. I went into my truck and got my little toolbox, went out. And she actually watched there in awe as I took the whole thing apart, loaded it up in my truck, and drove off. She's like, I can't believe you took that thing apart. I'm like, what am I going to do? You know?
So, you have no choice.
Yeah,
It's like whenever I moved my DeTalf from the last place that I lived, disassembling a DeTalf is not exactly recommended.
It's because
they're a pain in the ass. And you got to use those little Allen wrenches and everything, and they'll strip out easily.
Yep.
So
I can test.
What I did is I got one of those big, the big rubber bands that are about, you know, 2-3 inches thick and wide, went around it so the door wouldn't open. And then, but before I did that, I wrapped it in blankets, each one of them in blankets, and then put that, put two of those over there. And actually ship them up upright.
Now, as wonderful as that is, for our displays, for shows now, we have 4 DeTalfs. And I've gotten really good at taking them apart and putting them back together because you can't ship them like that. I can't put those in a trailer and drive X amount of miles with that in the back and expect it if it's together to be in one piece.
These, it was easy. Obviously, just take the shelves off, lay it in the trailer, because pretty much the first time I moved, this was before my whole big-ass haul from last March or April. So this was, the collection was not this size. It pretty much took the entire bed of my vehicle and the trailer of, because my dad worked at Ace Hardware at the time, so we were just rented a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
One load got the entire collection, and My dad's like, how did you do it? I'm like, I just packed everything in. And
exactly.
You're like, Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, man.
And you know, we talked last week about, you know, everyone's collection, this time collection, this, that, and the other. And just remember, and people think about that, and they think, you know, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to start collecting, or whatever. And they start amassing this stuff. And before they know it, I mean, what did Rick said? I mean, he had a whole big old...
He had
we call them pods. Up here, they're called pods. It's a pod. Yeah. And you can rent a pod and throw all your stuff in there, and they move it for you.
Pretty much like a shipping container.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sneaks up on you guys. It really does.
But, you know, let's get back to the topic at hand, though. Mixing up different figures in lines. Now, for example, if I were still collecting animated, I think there is something out now that would actually display well with animated, and that's the new RID 2.0 line. I think those, and I think a lot of it has to do with lack of surface detail on those types of characters. There wasn't a whole lot of surface detail on, say, animated everything. There's a lot of smooth surfaces, much the same on the RID 2 stuff. To a lesser extent, Transformers Prime.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. Okay. I can agree to that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but don't you think that had to do with the show and how the show went? You know, the show more towards, you know, they saw how well the animated went, so they kind of stayed with that, even though they went with the different, you know, the shows are a little different, but they kind of went the same, what am I thinking? Not artwork, help me out. Animation. Similar animation. So that made, if you're doing like references to the shows, you're going to have the toys that are similar. So I could see where those would mesh very well. But, you know, I'm curious if there's anyone out there that could actually tell me of a particular toy that's a classic that would go well with, let's say, Masterpiece. Because I guarantee they're out there.
Good question.
Think about it. I mean, think about it. You know, just because, you know, Masterpiece is not all-encompassing right now. And even with third-party, they're still not all-encompassing. So there are... It's put you this way. All the way up until... was it Make Toys that did... and I'm horrible on the names. Did the Headmasters... Chrome Dome and
Function,
Hard.
Yeah, the Function X.
Well, before that.
Yeah, Fans Project.
Yeah. Those were, in my opinion, the masterpiece, even though they were smaller.
Yeah.
Well, once these new ones came out, I wish I could remember the name of it. I'm looking right at it.
Coppola, I think one of them. Coppola, was Chrome Dome. Yeah.
Those became, and so then, you know, the Function X and all that, they kind of went to the wayside. But up until that point, you had what I consider to be a classic scaled figure that, because there was nothing better, went in with my masterpiece, at least for me.
Yeah. It's pretty much what Mania King was to me until I think it was... Oh, it was the first actual good MP Galvatron.
That was Tyrant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyrant.
Yeah.
I still have that one.
Galvatron, Mania King served as my main Galvatron until Tyrant came along.
Well, exactly. It was a place filler.
Yeah.
But I moved my Mania King to my Protector shelf. So now he's with the Protector armors as a counterbalance to that scale.
Well, that's more of a classic Rodimus generation Prime scale. So
yeah.
That would make sense. But because we didn't have a representation like that, this is what we went with. So... That brings another question, you know. We're talking about what meshes well, but at what point do you they not? You know, and I'll sum it up. My opinion, at least for me, it is until a better representation comes out. You know, once a better representation comes out, then you kind of slide that one down to a different shelf. You know, and you can look at it as a demotion if you want to. You know, you go from the masterpiece scale into your classics. Well, that's a demotion. But... Whatever. You know what I mean. So, it's just rearranging. And I also think that one of it, for me, it happens to be because of space more than anything. But what about you guys? Jack, Don, I don't know, because you don't display a lot of your stuff, but you guys find yourselves moving stuff around when new stuff comes in?
Oh, yeah. I actually posted in one of the groups. I'm not sure if I posted it in the TFYLP, but I posted my entire Titans Return and Combining Wars, and it's like every time I get something new, I just have to find the perfect spot, and I'll actually take everything down, put the new figure in, and then...
That gives you an opportunity to dust, though, so, I mean, that's a good thing.
That, and I just build around again, and it's like, until I can find another combiner, because my Combiner Wars Victorian is actually not on the Combiner Wars. Because it would push everything off to the side and kind of make it uneven. Because I'd like to keep Devastator right in the main, because he's pretty much the main midpoint of the collection, and it kind of keeps everything separated out. And it's, yeah, it's pretty much, because when I got Megatron and Doomshot, it was like everything was perfect at that point. All of a sudden I got him, I'm like, great. Voyagers on this side, outnumbered Voyagers on this side.
Right, but
all of a sudden, I get Prime, even it out, and I'm like, I still got to rebuild again. Right, so I took everything down.
I'm actually talking about, like I said, you know, you have a classic figure that you have in the masterpiece slot because that's the best representation at this time. Then the new one comes out, and you trade up. You know what I mean? It happens with a lot of figures. You know, we were talking about Code and it's Cupola. That's the other one. Cupola.
It's like, that's
a good question.
So, I mean, it's...
Main...
Go ahead, Jack.
Well, now that you say that, I'm like, okay, I kind of thought about it more. The main... Optimus I used for my movie Optimus till I found a better version was the Hunt for the Decepticons little Voyager one, because it's pretty much the leader class shrunk down and, you know, no electronics. Right. Then all of a sudden, and I'm going to bring him up again because he is such a freaking badass of a figure. This guy. Ooh, yeah. So yeah, that little Voyager Prime.
Who was that?
I don't know. You screen shared Duran.
This is the movie premium series Optimus. This is like the ultimate edition that came with like every accessory. But yeah, that little Voyager served as my main Optimus. Because I mean, the Revenge of the Fallen Voyager was meh until I saw this. I'm like, this is my main movie prime. All of a sudden, that ultimate edition Optimus came out, and I'm like, that's going to be my movie prime. That's what I find a masterpiece, and that little Voyager was really fun and just perfect.
Now it's what before we go too far, I'll let you go here in a minute, Don. But before we go too far, we were talking about Orson's collection a while ago. He just shot me current pictures here, and this is you can get some idea of how he displays it here. You've got that this.
Right in this hole. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Wrong one. Wrong way. Black hole there.
There we go.
Okay. Looks like, I don't.
Oh, there we go.
That's,
you
got Combiner Wars at the very back.
Some Titan Returns, and it's just kind of random here. Not exactly sure what order that's in, but
well,
okay. So yeah, you've got your Combiner Wars or Devastator over here with the Perfect Effect upgrade sets,
well,
and then
that
the Toy
would be
World
more of an IDW concept,
and
then all the way to the left,
especially
would
with
be
the
more Prolistator, maybe a G1 esque,
yeah. And then, of course, looks like he's got it separated by different lines down here. Looks like you got your Energon over here. Looks like RID. Yeah,
where your mouse was, that's more Armada and Energon. And I think that other one is, I think,
RID and car robots.
Yep. RID. Yep.
And more wide angle here. Slightly blurrier photo, but yeah, it keeps on going down.
Cybertron,
but yeah, there's Bull, Cybertron, the Armada, Energon. Universe.
Looks like RID. RED. Oh, yeah, Universe. Yep.
Yeah, Universe.
Yeah, and you got your Classics verse down here.
See, that's what we were talking about. Some people, they separated by class only, you know, by but a lot of the toys would mesh well with the others in other people's collections.
Well, if you notice something, I think this is a good photo here, and there I'll try go. To describe it as best I can for the audio listeners. We're looking at two bookcases here, side by side, and each shelf is separated by different lines. I mean, the top left look like we got Generations and
Fall of Cybertron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, below Wars, that.
Generations, Reveal the Shield, Thrilling 30, I'm trying to see what else.
And then
a lot of these lines I collect too.
Yeah,
and
then I'll see. But what I'm looking at, this is Orson's collection?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong, but is there a third party integrated into these shelves or not?
Looks like in some shelves there are, but most of these look like they're official.
Okay. I was just curious if he meshed third party and official together per shelf or he did them separate.
Well, if you remember that first image of those masterpieces, he did have some third party mixed in.
Okay.
Yep. Because I saw the reflector.
But this one here is something else that I want to point out. If you can notice the way things mesh, the style and design. Obviously, you know, you got your lines as they're separated by line, and just the whole aesthetic of them fit with one another, and they don't clash. I mean, you set them opposing shelves, you know, left and right shelf, and it doesn't seem to, you know, break up the eye level. It's very eye catching. And another thing too here that we didn't mention last week is stair stepping.
Excuse me.
I know you do it, Brett.
Yes.
I do it to an extent. You know, I'm you put your taller figures in the back, smaller figures in the front.
Oh,
you know, stair step it back to where pretty much everything is visible. There's a lot on these shelves, but you can pretty much see everything that's on there.
Real quick, for those who are thinking about it, stair stepping or risers, one of the things I found, and I used to use it, you could find it online at walmart.com. They had a really, really cheap, and it was actually made for silverware. And it was made so that you put it into a drawer, and your knives would be up here, and your, you know, such and such. It made a teal.
Oh, yeah.
And it had a little rubber mat to it. And I used to use those. But I also found something else out, and if you can find them cheap. These little things, and I got lucky at one of my Goodwills. It's a little acrylic case that was made for Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm. Or like those Funko Pops. They actually have like smaller little, I think smaller than those.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if they're like secure enough. But I know, I think if you get it just supported just enough.
Well,
real quick, I took these. I got these dirt cheap. And they came like this, which was one solid piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came like this.
Oh, there you go.
Where it had a half, it would open this way. Now, most people would say, well, this is the same as this one. No, because then I took this, popped them, and now you got two levels right there.
Well, it's like these.
You take the third one, now you got three levels.
Yeah.
It's
got this one from the Container Store, and it's a... I'm not sure what it's supposedly a container of, but yeah, it's actually a long, skinny tube. It's got a lid on it, but you can take the lid off.
Now you got two different levels.
Two different levels.
There you go.
Yeah, it's amazing if you really, when you start integrating into your mind how you want your collection to look, and you go out in the quote-unquote world and look at this stuff, you'll find stuff that was made for something else, but you know what? That'll work for what like I'm those, looking for.
Those cheap little maybe like 97-cent pencil container things. Like just flip those around and
exactly. Boom. It's amazing what you can find.
I went old school and just used a couple of bricks of old cassette tapes I had never opened, and I'm using them in the.
Used to use cassette tapes too because I got a whole bunch of them free, and you can make risers out of them.
Yeah, I've got Masterpiece Grimlock standing with his Extendo booties on top of a
now. If you had told me you had Masterpiece Soundwave with those, that would be cool. All right, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Which, but, speaking of which, by the way, just because I have to shout it out here real quick, hello Takara, Masterpiece Blaster. Still waiting.
KFC Transistor.
I'm still waiting. Official. Still waiting.
KFC Transistor is fine.
It's almost.
I've got KFC broadcast because I wanted the Rosanna and the Scorpion tapes.
I
like them. Plus, I got them for a real good price. So,
well, I just look at what they just now, got out with, and trust me, Inferno, Masterpiece of Inferno, amazing. I just picked. I just ordered Grapple. I'm waiting for that to come in, but I keep thinking, you know what? I want to see Blaster. I really do. I don't want another recolor of one of the cars. I don't want this. I want Blaster. You know, and then not too far behind that, you know what's coming next after that?
Twin cast. Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about recolors, but do it. Oh, Perceptor.
Gotta have. Oh yeah. Too. Okay.
You know, then my. What is that? 86? That'd be 85. 86.
Yeah.
Starting to come together. You know? Grapple.
Well, I've already got that shelf going right here.
Well, I'm not above using third party also, but I keep thinking to myself, you know, come on, Takara. Come on, Hasbro. How many times are you going to be behind the ball? Come on. Go ahead of the ball. You know, think ahead.
Here's a question for y'all. Since Masterpiece, the mini bots are coming very slowly. We've only got Bumblebee, Red Bumblebee. That's not Cliff Jumper. And I guess you could count the Decepticon tapes are mostly done, except for the later ones like Slugfest, Overkill, and so forth.
You mean the cool?
But why they never did those already?
I don't know. Right. You mean the cool ones?
They might be waiting for, you know, whatever reason. But, like, for example, to fill in the gaps, would you consider the Reveal the Shield Wind Charger to go with your Masterpieces?
I don't have one currently. Is it close to scale with Masterpiece Bumblebee?
No,
nowhere it's
near.
It's way too. Then I would say no.
That's the problem, and
it's
another
a good
thing
mold. Too. It's too small.
Yeah,
he's maybe like this big. Maybe.
Yeah, but is scale? What's more important? Trying to complete the group, and if you stair step them, or if you display it in visual styles.
The problem is that, like with Masterpiece, all of them are intended to be in scale with one another
from NGT and up.
Yeah, for the most part. And then whenever you start throwing in characters that aren't really in scale, you know, I've got the oversized knockoff Combiner Wars Power Glide in my Masterpiece display simply because in robot mode, he's as tall as Bumblebee is. So he fits. Now the aesthetic of Combiner Wars Power Glide does fit in Masterpiece, in my opinion. However, if you use the actual Combiner Wars Power Glide, he is way too small. He's Legends class size. That's why I went ahead and got the KO version of it just to display with my masterpiece until we get an official one or a better one, in my opinion. Now,
right, but you brought up a good point. What I was referring to, until a better representation comes along, you know, and we you know, the main topic of this episode is about meshing different lines together, and I really believe the majority of people do that when it meshes well and it's the best representation out there. You know what I mean? I mean, I think it's like a two-pronged thing. It's not just because that will work with this, but it's also because there's really nothing better out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So it's more important then as a general rule, if you don't have, again, using a masterpiece, if you don't have that character yet, even though there's a perfectly great version of that in a different line, you would not want it on that same shelf, like the Wind Charger with Masterpiece, even though it does help give you.
It fills in that gap, but I don't think it does it well enough. But there's people out there. And I'm going to throw another little nuance in there. We were talking about, and I told you that, you know, space is kind of important to me. But there's also price. That has another thing to do with it. I know a couple people that don't do masterpiece. They do straight up line classics. Because the classic line to complete the best representation of their characters is cheaper than trying to get the masterpiece versions of all of them.
I've actually run into an instance of this in,
you're looking, you know, at them.
A lot of people, well, a lot of people know that I'm selling stuff right now. Yep. And I've had one person say that whenever I threw some of my stuff up there for sale, they jumped on it because that's what they collect. It's the best version of particular characters that they can get without going high dollar masterpiece.
Right. At their price point.
Yeah. Like me going after your Fall of Cybertron Soundwave before the one guy bought it off. Because I was looking for him because I have no other good Soundwaves. That was before I got Titan's Return, but I kind of want some little Voyager. So he's like in scale with Titan's Return Megatron. And that was Fall of Cybertron Soundwave was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the truth be known is price points, as we're alluding to, are big on like Hasbro and Takara. That's why they have, you know, four different representations of Bumblebee with every movie that comes out. I say four, but you know what I mean, 4 billion.
Yep.
But anyway, you know, and they have them at different price points because some people are at this level, this and this. And yeah, there are the, you know, the $5 or $6, you know, Bumblebees that, you know, the moms give to the kids to shut them up or whatever, but they're still specifically price pointed Bumblebees for that. I mean, what year was it that they did the big, was it called Ultimate Bumblebee?
Yeah, yeah, it was the 07 movie.
They had 07 and they re-released it for the 09.
Okay, but it was 07 that it came out. And that was the first time I mean, there's no other figure that lines up with this in the movie lineup. Why would they do that? Because they felt Bumblebee, they were really pushing that character for kids, and they had different price points.
Well,
exactly.
And here's something else. You have to look at other people. One of the guys I know works at the GameStop across from where I work, and he is a big gamer. He doesn't have much of a deal with Transformers, but he collects Camaros, toy Camaros.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he was looking at getting that Bumblebee when it went clearance, was because that was a great looking Camaro. He could care less
when it turned about,
yeah, exactly.
That's the main reason why I got the Age of Extinction High Octane, just for the car. I didn't care about the robot mode. I mean, robot mode is actually pretty all right, but this is the main reason why I got this, was the car. Mm-hmm. I actually, in just a few off topic, the main reason why I love this car so much, I actually, in GTA Online, One of my cars is actually painted up just like High Octane Bumblebee. That's how much I love the car.
You know, here I thought he was going to say, I have the exact same car in my garage. But, you know, who was I? You know,
that's diecast. I will say this much,
just a little tangent on that. I thought it was funny. Is I actually had a couple of the alternator prototypes. And one of the alternator prototypes I had was of Grimlock, which is a Mustang.
Mustang.
And the guy that bought it because it was, a Mustang, not because it was Grimlock. And I'm like, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. But you know what? Jack comes across to me as somebody who would have a Pinto in his garage.
Oh. Yeah.
But, you know, but here's
game close.
Festiva. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you go.
Now here's a question for y'all on the same lines. You got your classics, you got your movie, you got all your lines.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, something like AVO Swerve comes out. So that AVO Swerve came out. It was the car dealership exclusive. Okay. When you get, again, this is a very specific instance, but
right.
When you have a figure that who is basically its own universe,
right?
What do you do with it?
I know what I did with it. I didn't buy it. I didn't get one.
Well, you missed out on a good figure, but
I just we're going to go the opposite side now. This is great. I'm glad you brought that up. We're talking about a figure. It's a great figure. I didn't buy it. Why? Didn't fit anywhere.
Same.
But opposite. Is it
not fitting more important than having a great figure and letting it have its own little spot somewhere? Why would you want to miss out on a good figure just because it doesn't fit shelf X, Y, or Z?
There's some good figures in animated, Dawn. I don't own
this.
Any.
Wait a minute. I did that because it didn't fit in X, Y, and Z. And it didn't do anything for me as far as remind me of the original show or parts of the show that I liked, or even like Beast Wars newer shows. It didn't scratch that itch. It was by itself, and I was like,
it's kind of rare.
That's kind of neat, but
yeah. And I want to sort of make one of my quotes from RSC. But it's a good toy.
And so I missed a good toy. Correct, but you know what?
Yes.
I bet it's not the only one I missed.
Okay. Well, you know, I look at it, Dawn, from my perspective too. You know, and it's not just because it's a have to thing, but for example, the new Machine Robo toys. Well, yes. They're great toys. I love my Eagle Robo, and I've got the Bike Robo. I'm selling them because they really just don't fit anywhere in my collection.
That's what I had with the DX9 Selmore, the Psycho. Yeah. I'm like, where am I going to put it? It's a Golbat character among Transformers. Yeah.
But I just put
it in my classic shelf.
If Hoppy Toes had wings, they wouldn't bust their butts. But if you had the space and you had the money, you could make a Machine Robo shelf, and they would fit on that shelf.
That. Now, there are times, and I still kind of have one now, even though admittedly it's starting to get thinned out now, thank God. It's starting to get thinned out, but I had my oddball shelves. Yeah. Basically, figures that were figures that I like a lot. They were either a part of a larger line that I didn't care much for the whole line, but there was like that one particular figure. For example, Armada. I don't want any Armada figures, but I would love to have Tidal Wave. And if I had Tidal Wave, he would be standing off on my oddball shelf if I could. Well, he wouldn't fit on it, but I mean,
we got the Energon version. He's fun. Yeah, he's so fun.
And see, that's what's great about having an oddball shelf. Everything is in category because nothing is in category. Mm-hmm. So it's its own microcosm. I've got some Zybots that are, I love, there's a couple of Zybots. I've got Surffinder, the little Volkswagen that has the surfboards on top.
But if you had the Zybot combiner I would be impressed.
Oh my god, I've been looking for that for years. I've been looking for Mr. Hardhat.
I have the American Hardhat version. I've been looking for Zybot for 10 years. I saw one part for it on eBay. That's it.
The only time I ever saw that was on an end cap at Roses in the mid-80s.
Oh, smack you. You should have grabbed that thing.
The only time I ever saw Deluxe Insecticons in the stores was at a Roses close to where I grew up in the mid-80s.
Okay.
And the back display had the Zybot combiners on the back.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. For our listeners and our audio listeners, because it doesn't matter, we don't have a representation for it. For as gaudy and goofy as Mr. Hardhat was, the Zybot combiner was just way goofier.
Oh, it was goofy up to 11.
How else can you describe it? It was just goofy. And
again, that would be a shelf. It would be its own little universe of stuff that, you know, you'd have Zybots and you would have...
You'd have your Zybots, your Four Stars, your Remco. That's it.
Yeah. Maybe some Starioars, if you wanted some Starioars in there. Absolutely. So again, you can have a shelf where it's all in category, but nothing being in category.
But that being said, Don, I have that shelf. And if you're standing in my collection room and you're looking around and you see, as we said before, for no lack of a better term, the feng shui of everything else. You know, you got your masterpiece Autobots, your masterpiece Decepticons here, your Titan Returns, you got this. And then what the hell's going on down here? Because you got a shelf. I've literally got a shelf that's got Brave Death Gary Gun. Right next to him is Energon Slugslinger. In front of him is Age of Extinction Slog. In the middle of that, I have my Eagle Robo. Next to them, I have the Generations Armada Starscream with Armada Minicons plugged into him. Nice. And then I've got Machine Wars Hubcap and Prowl standing next to them. And then behind that, I have... what is that? Oh, Classics Wheelie.
it's like
what the hell's going on with this shit?
Well, it's like right here. It's like I can't turn my monitor with the way everything's set up, but I have a little shelf right here that I've made my favorite shelf. And I've got, for example, I've got Sailor Mars. I've got Wreck-It Ralph. I've got Vanguard. I've got Playmation Iron Man that just fell.
You had Playmation Iron Man.
So this shelf is in category by being some of my favorites, but it does not have any. That is the theme. So you can have a theme where there's no theme except these are my favorites. Or
it was
this is
my oddball.
Yeah,
I mean my oddball shelf was. Well, real quick, let's be honest. As far as how you separate everything, it's your own imagination, you know?
Yeah.
This shelf right here is my favorite. This shelf right here is the ones I take to work with me every day. I mean,
it's whatever you want. Well, you know, the thing is, though, is my oddball shelf. Well, I actually have two of them, but my oddball shelves are the ones like we mentioned earlier. You know, you walk into the room, the eye level stuff is the first things that everybody sees, and then from the eye level, people tend to look up at. And I've watched people as they come into this room, they'll look at the stuff eye level, and then their eyes start gravitating up, seeing everything up. The last thing people look at are the very bottom shelf on the very bottom corner. And that's where my oddball shelf is. It's like everything looks good. And then you look down there and you're like, what the hell? Yeah.
Mine consists. Well, before it got to this quality, it was when I only had two bookshelves. I had one little, I was like, this is what I'm intending it for, is an oddball shelf. It featured the Batman Arkham Knight Batman figure, the Holster Action RoboCop from NECA, Stone Cold Steve Austin with three different WWE championship belts, a model tank of an M1 Abrams, I know there was an Optimus. I forgot which one. I think it was Fall of Cybertron.
Well, there's not that many.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was this little Legends one. There was him, and there was... I know there was something else. I couldn't think of it. But, yeah, it was so oddball, and people asked me about it. It's like, what's with this?
Well,
I'm like,
well, I've got
this
a shelf
is my
over
little
there.
Pop icon shelf.
I've got a shelf over there that has a Dalek, or a remote control Dalek, the Acid Storm Stronghold tank, Big Guy from Big Guy and Rusty, and the Thundercats Thundergetting 2-pack from last year's San Diego Comic-Con.
I just realized the Prime I was forgetting about. It was actually the PlayStation Prime, the most oddball Transformer ever.
I wish they had made that Super Famicom, so it could have been Super Family Convoy.
Family Convoy.
For you video listeners. Or
video viewers.
Video viewers.
Yes, there you go.
Here's the... Now, it's obviously not full size. Otherwise, that thing be, you know... Whew.
Shame.
Little PlayStation Prime with...
Oh, my God. He's so... I had no idea they were that small.
Yep. And
holy
golf!
It's almost like a real gear size
PlayStation. Yeah,
the buttons even are pressable. It's got a little memory card.
But you know the thing is that they're small enough now, or the technology is can be small and compressed enough now. They could have fit an emulator in an official emulator inside that toy.
Well, look at the idiot. I've got a Megatron. Little,
with Sonic.
Well, I got lucky enough to get an NES Classic. I actually was able to find one. There's 30 games in that thing, and it's not much bigger than an actual old NES cassette. It's taller, but size-wise, it's just amazing, you know, what they can do. You know, and I'm just wondering if looking at... Because during, you know, we were talking about room and display and everything... And you and I and Brett probably to a degree as well. Using Brave as an example. Look at your Japanese boxes for Brave.
Huge.
Well, no, the Japanese ones, small boxes. Then look at your Korean boxes for Brave.
Big.
Yeah. So I mean, different countries. You have these different size boxes, which also sort of is part of your display. How are you going to display your boxes if you display your boxes?
I'm trying to remember who I asked that to, because I asked him about I was trying to remember which one it was I saw that... Grimlock. When Grimlock first came out for a Toys R Us, it was in a nice little, you know, clear, showed him in dino mode. And then when they brought it out again... It was in this big ass box, and it took a lot of space. And I think it was Rick that said that they pay for space, not so much for the product. So if a product takes up so much space, so I mean that might have something to do with it. Because I have noticed that a lot of the Korean ones, like Scourge, you know, a U.S. Scourge, nice long, slender, just as big as the toy. The Korean Scourge, big. He's in robot mode, and the damn thing is, you know, this tall.
Well,
I'm surprised they don't have the base mode opened up.
Exactly.
Inside the box.
It's huge.
Well, you know, and Duran, look at the big Convoy Magmatron set in Korea.
Mm.
Yes.
That thing is absolutely humongous. And again, that's going to be a factor into your display is like, how are you going to display that and display the figures it comes with? So
out of the box.
There's a lot of people that do, you know, sealed, in the box, loose, both, this, that, and the other. And then they have to look at that. Well, do I want to go with this release because it's this big, or this release because it's this big? And, I mean, and then we go right back to what I said before. What's one of the two biggest denominators in how you collect, and I'll go back to this every single time, is either space or money.
Both.
Yeah, or both. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Space, money, or both. And that's how it works. You know, yeah. You get the, unless you just have money coming out your butt and you can bigot, you know, as much space as you want,
I wish.
And buy as much, it's going to come down to one of those. It just really is.
Yeah. That's the plain truth. I mean,
that's the truth, baby.
Yeah. That's true. And then you go back to what we talked about before. Okay, we've got new Masterpiece Prowl. Do you keep classics? Do you sell classics? Do you keep classics? Because when we got classics, it was, we're never getting anything better than this. This is it. And then boom. So you have to look at your collection. Are you keeping it? Are you going to sell it? How are you going to rearrange your collection if this shelf goes away?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Now, I think we've kind of let this topic run its course.
Oh, yeah.
Brett, you had something you wanted to talk about?
I just got big-ass words and new information from Night Swords. He says that Titan Returns, Misfire, and Slugslinger have been revealed.
Ooh.
So someone jump on there and find that crap real quick.
It's on the Facebook group, so I'm a look.
I'm a working on PlayStation Prime, so I can't.
Can you screen share it?
I'm trying to bring it up, but my computer is like being...
That's okay.
Ridiculous.
We're going to hit it out there and let make sure that everyone knows, you know, even though we do the news, we try and keep things different from everyone else. When stuff like this comes out, especially while we're broadcasting, hell, we're going to throw it out there. We'll throw it out there.
Why not? Okay. Hing, as a matter of fact, our friend Hing down in the land down under.
Down under.
He comes from a land down under. He's going to post some pictures later on tonight. So if you follow TFYLP and you follow everybody on that, you'll see some pictures later.
There it is.
It's him.
Oh.
Okay. Hit it up.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Screen share.
Please.
Boom.
Please.
A boom.
Give us the
good stuff. We like the bots.
Yes! I'm looking at this. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to start with Misfire. And I'm looking at a G1 Misfire who's a little more slender, a little more aerodynamic.
And a lot more purple.
And or is just super purple in robot mode. Yes or no?
Yes.
Now,
yep.
I switch over to Slugslinger. And I look at that. I look at a G1 Slugslinger, a little more slender. And to be honest with you, in robot mode, a little more beefier. I think Slugslinger went to the gym since G1. And he's getting a little more buff up top. But looks good. They look good. I absolutely see G1 in these.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be... You couldn't be more G1 if you tried, but Misfire looks great.
I'd say if those stickers are dead on G1, they amazing. I'm looking at it and the sticker placement looks about right too. It's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah. But Misfire
absolutely is gorgeous.
Very purple. He is just very well. He's a flying purple people. Never mind. I'm
the
not.
Only thing I don't like and. I'm one of the guys that, I got to go overlook it, is neither one of them are headmasters. So that bugs me. My G1
That's why I'm just going to take me some master shooters and put with them, and I'll be happy.
And what do? Yeah. You just don't use them as headmasters. Done.
Yeah, well, that's the best thing about master shooter. With them being in the corporation they are and the thousands of people they employ. and... Everybody at Master Shooter Collector, from the mailroom guy to the executive of the company.
Now, see, they all heard it.
All did. All,
now, listen. I got it from a good resource or good source that the mailroom guy was getting promoted to vice president. I heard that today.
That's because everybody at Master Shooter puts 110% into the product.
There you go.
So I'm sure we'll have accurate target masters for these before too long. Once you know they're
well, there's the rumor has it though is that they weren't going to be shooters. It'd be called shooters before. They were going to be called baiters, and you know.
No.
Just remember, you just had the mailroom guy get promoted to vice president. So when you you message them, telling them what you want, make sure you put it that you want to talk to the guy in the mailroom. Because now he's in charge, and he's going to listen to you because he really wants to make sure that he gets ahead in this corporation. I mean...
and the emphasis is on...
On the head. Head on.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, those look great. I can't wait to not find them.
Exactly.
The elephant
I'm wanting to know which one's going to be a store exclusive.
Well, I'm telling you right now, everybody's overlooking the elephant in this room, and we're talking about the masterpiece napkins over here on the right. Those things look absolutely pristine.
Gorgeous.
I mean, I could totally wipe my face with those things. And I can't wait to get released.
I bet you could wipe your face with those.
No, the elephant in the room is Shuffler, and he needs to be recolored and re-released as Ultra Mammoth.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, Lord.
This is the pre-tool.
I have to tell you this much, all right?
This is the pre-tool for Ultra Mammoth.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, just like Black Shadow is the pre-tool for Overlord, this is the pre-tool for Ultra Mammoth.
But yeah, if you guys want to look at those pictures, they're shared on the TFYLB Facebook group right now. I want to thank Jason Rye for sharing those. I believe Hane's going to have them on there again soon as well. Oh, wow, that Slug Slinger is just, I mean... Yeah, he just looks amazing.
By the way, I just want to say, based upon my experience, Tekatron, he had asked, I want to know when Target and Walmart in my area plan on starting to sell Transformers again. 2 weeks before the show, 2 weeks before the next movie, that's when you can expect to get some new Transformers.
Yeah.
And check your local Ross, too.
Until then, it's good luck. It's luck of the draw.
Yeah, because, well, you know, there's been rumors that Wave 4 has been showing up piecemeal at Walgreens.
Yeah, whatever in California.
I haven't checked mine.
They always get the good stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got Wave 3 at Target right around Christmas, and I just saw them again for the first time this week at my local Walmart when I went there. Yep. So, I mean, it's... If you see them, people buy them because seeing them again, it could take you months.
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to say. Think about this. We got these waves coming out, and it's a movie, right? So when the movie toys come out, all the other stuff stops. So towards the end of the run, you're going to get short run.
Well, they've said in the past, you know, because Generations was doing so well, and the sales, they were running both at the same time compared to what they had been doing previously.
I really don't believe it. I really don't, because I sit there and think about when during movie years, when they push movie product, whatever was the line they were running before, towards the end, it always runs short. It always does. So... I'm just saying these last few ones, make sure if you see them, grab them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, I do want to say something before we wrap up here tonight. Check out our sponsors, CapturePrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, CapturePrey.com, where you can save even more on domestic orders of $150 or more with free domestic shipping. CapturePrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Check us out next weekend at Lexington Comic Con. I'll be helping out there. I'll be there only Saturday and Sunday. I won't be there Friday because this poor sap has to work. But yeah, I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I believe we're on the second floor. So if you're coming to Lexington Comic Con in Lexington, Kentucky, Capture Prey will be there in full force. And I know Brett will be there as an attendee, what, Friday?
Yes.
Yes, Friday. So if you look him up, you might do something special for you in one of those.
I'm not going to do something for you. Only Don does stuff for you. Here's what I'm going
to
say.
Well, that's fine. I have a response to that. So
just remember, Mega Toy Fan, maximize your collection, minimize your cost. And if you happen to see me on Friday and mention TFYLP, you might get something. And I'm not talking a sock in the face like the Don.
Well, I love our fans. I love all the fans. I love all the fans of the shows. And I will be at Jolanta next weekend with Radio Free Cybertron. And I will be part of a panel on Dononomics 101.
Nice.
Yes. So, you know,
101.
Yes. So, I will be helping fans if ways that I've seen. If we're going to collect the stuff, let's try to have as little in it as possible, at least for
you know what? How about this? So. Hey, Don.
Uh huh.
The first one that comes up to you and mentions TFYLP and Mega Toy Fan, you give me their name and their address, and I'll send them something.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. If I can remember, remind me.
Keep a pad and pen with you, Don.
Okay.
Not a pineapple
or
an apple.
Listen, listening, find Don, shake him a little bit, and say, he even said, all I have to do is this. And you'll get something.
But I am looking forward to being down in Jolanta and Botlanta for the there's a mini Transformers convention within the Jolanta convention.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was first year for it. Any information, check up Rob Springer. I think everybody knows Rob Springer. Yes. Just check with him. But I look forward to seeing everybody down there. I wish y'all guys could make it, but you've got the show. Jaron, you got the show, and you got to work and everything. So maybe next year we can all go. The TFYLP family can join the RFC family, and we just have a big, huge, just Don Fest.
Well, just remember,
I thought he was going to say orgy there for a second. I'm like, I'm going back away slowly.
Just remember, and Duran, we talked about this. There's this little thing going on later this year in Kentucky.
Yes.
And I'm going to actually pull up. You've been doing screen share. Why don't you do that?
Okay.
It would help if he knew what is it?
Robot Convention.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I'm sorry, Pete.
I'm trying to find it.
So we're going to plug that real quick. And, there's a good chance you're going to see some people from TFYLP. There's a good chance you might actually see a live broadcast from TFYLP. There's a good chance you might see live/televised, whatever we could do. We'll get Don and whoever else in there, and blah, 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 blah. And we're just, you know, I think it'd be a good opportunity to take some live questions and answers during that. I think it'd be good.
Yeah. Now, I'll be honest right now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it or not. I'm probably not, because I've already got two. Between Jolanta and TFCon, my vacation time and all my finances are kind of already lined up.
I'll have to be honest. Out of all the conventions this year, obviously Lexington Comic Con I'll be at. But out of all the conventions this year, this is probably the only other one that I'll most likely attend, simply out of vacation time and everything I don't have.
Well, here we go. It's Pete's Robot Convention. It's June 23rd, 24th, and it's going to be in the Cincinnati Marriott River Center, which is actually in Covington, Kentucky.
Across the river.
It's actually right across the river.
That's very confusing, and that confused the hell out of me the first time.
We are very confusing tri-state.
The thing is that Covington, you can literally spit on Cincinnati across the river
which
from
we
it.
Do. Yeah. We do a lot, yes. But that's beside the point. But no, here is, I mean, we've actually been asked to do a show, so we're going to do a live show. And maybe we can get Don, you know, via Skype or, you know, what is that?
The sad part is the
Canon string, you know, whatever. And we'll get you there. Actuality, the registration is really cheap, $59.75. And that gets you in, and you're going to see some wonderful dealers like I Am Ratchet, Mega Toy Fan. I've heard of them.
Never heard of them. They must be new to the
and
game.
They are, but you know what? They got new stuff. And TF Marketplace. And I've heard of some other guys getting there as well. So it's going to be a really, really good show. So make sure you show up. It's going to be, and this is the other thing. And think about it. $60. Good show. They're going to do
Alex
a little
Milne,
thing
Josh Perez,
if you want to.
Dan Kana.
I don't know if he's got the package up yet, but he's actually trying to get, and I'm pretty sure he did.
The last thing we want, though, is Pete's package up on the website.
He's actually got one of the theaters rented out, so you could see the show, the movie, premiere night.
Sweet.
Before the show.
The last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, like I said, I may not be able to go, but I'm going to wish Pete the best of luck. You know, we all know Pete. You know, every convention has got to start out somewhere.
Exactly.
And this could be, you know, we've got TFCon, we've got HasCon, whatever HasCon is going to wind up being. If they will give us some information, that would be great. Because they're being a little thin on the information for HasCon.
And think about that. I know this is getting close to the wire, and you know he's released it as quickly as he could. But look at all the information we got for this show, and we have this other official show we don't know anything about. Don't know anything about this one. It's basically grassroots. We're going back to the Hartman era, where hey, it's just about coming together. Talking about robots, buying robots, having fun, and not costing an arm and a leg. Simple.
That was weird. Sorry about that.
That's the premise of it, and it's one of those things you really got to. And we if you remember, we talked about this before with another one of our members who's no longer with us. You have to support the little guy with the big endeavors, and you need to, because that's how these shows become great, and they continue on. And then you get you get to have the experience of being with the fans and your friends over and over again, because
it's the smaller conventions
shows are
you
becoming scarce anymore. They really are.
Well. It's the smaller conventions that you really get closer to everybody,
sure.
Including the
focus,
guests, the special guests.
Right, the
like
focus is
year,
on the people.
It yeah, really the last year at TF Expo in Wichita, Michael Bell and David Kay were both extremely approachable. I mean, literally, the convention was so small that you had time to go up and you could spend several minutes talking with this person, the special guests, and not worry about encroaching on somebody else's time with them.
Right.
And like you mentioned, SlagaCon, it was the same way with that. Gary Chalk, I have
God.
A very distinct
some of the
memory.
Funniest stuff.
I have a very distinct memory of, it was the very first time I'd met Gary Chalk in person, and it was myself, Insane Galvatron, and a couple other collectors. Pardon me. We stood in the dealer room with Gary Chalk, just shooting the breeze with him for over an hour. And there was like, it's the only reason that we broke up is he just kind of wanted to walk around and look at the toys, you know? But I mean, he wasn't encroached on. It was, you know, he thoroughly enjoyed it, and he was asking us fans questions, you know, and just the atmosphere is just so awesome whenever you go to a smaller convention.
The smaller conventions, you get a lot out of it. I mean, one of our episodes we did about conventions and everything, I talked about Icon One, very, very small convention. It was probably my favorite convention to date because it was so, it made a one-on-one connection with everyone. I mean, you got to do so many things. It was cheap, and it was all about this was their premise. It was all about the vendors and the collectors, and that's what Pete's doing, the vendors and the collectors. Now, some people will say, what do you mean by vendors? Well, you go there, and let's face it, you go there to have a good time and buy stuff. And you're not going to buy stuff if the vendors aren't, you know, happy. So there has to be a good relationship between the two. And I think he's found it. So you're going to get some top quality vendors, some good quality product, and you're going to have a good time. And it's not going to cost an arm and a leg. What more could you ask for?
Absolutely.
That's what I felt at TFCon Chicago.
Exactly.
And I also want to mention another small convention, too, that's been around for quite a while and still going strong, DairyCon up in Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
I tell you what, I've really been wanting to go to that, but it's such a long drive. It really is.
Exactly.
Fred puts on a good show. I know a lot of the people that help out with it, and once again, I'm going to bow down and say I can't make it this year, but I would love to go to it. They have some wonderful, very unique exclusives.
Absolutely.
I think I can get hotels pretty cheap.
Way, way back when, about 2005, here's my DairyCon exclusive 2005 that I got, and I actually had Sean Testman autograph it. Because he helped out with it. And it was called Flatfoot.
Hmm. Nice. And it's basically a Spy Changer redeco.
It is, but...
Yep, Spy Changer Prowler, I believe.
It is, but the name Flatfoot, I had to get it. Simple as that. So
You have a special connection to that.
I do. So I was like, I have to get that. Now, the funny part was, is this was actually a random draw to where half of them got the car and half of them got the McDonald's monkey repainted. And I was lucky enough I got the car. But, you know, that's just the goofy stuff they do. But, I mean, look at it. I mean, a nice little customized box and They go all out. They really do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love to support them. It's a good show. It really is.
And speaking of support, if you love TFYLP and what we do here on this show, go to patreon.com/TFYLP and give us a little support. You know, a little bit goes a long way. We have several wonderful supporters already that continue to help us out here. For many years, here on the show, I was the one personally footing the bill for TFYLP, the servers and everything. But it just got to the point where I could not afford it on my own. And we want to give you the fans and the listeners, a better experience, for a podcast and, just better quality all around for you fans. And it takes money to do that, to upgrade equipment, to pay for the server space and software and all that. So if you love what we do here on TFYLP, please give us a support on Patreon. It can be a monthly thing, as low as a dollar. We ask that you do more than a dollar if you can. because that helps us out even more. But if you just want to do a dollar, that's fine. Just show your support for TFYLP, and better yet, or in addition to that, share that support. Let others know that you love TFYLP and show them where they can go there, because I'll upload the latest episodes. They can listen to them. They can watch them on the Patreon page as well. So support us on Patreon at patreon.com/TFYLP. And again, thank you everybody who continues to support us each month on the Patreon. Also follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. I'm on there pretty much every day. I don't post a lot, but I will reply if I see you. And we also got our pretty active Facebook group. A lot of people are active on there. Lots of great news and pictures and just all around general Transformers only talk from all generations, from all walks of life on there. It's at facebook.com/groups/TFYLP.
If you can guess.
Yes. Exactly.
And I'm sure Jack will get some wonderful pictures of the new product we just talked about. It'll be on there, and he'll get the best pictures possible, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been lacking. I hope to get back into it.
Yes, especially on the Wayne website, where you can find anything with TFYLP or any pictures, news, and stuff. If you want to find old episodes of TFYLP that just aren't on the iTunes or Google Play servers or anything, they're on the tftalk.net website. We've got pretty much a full library on there. I know there's several episodes that are missing. Just as such with hard drives and everything, some things are lost, and I blame that on aliens. all I just need is funky hair and aliens. All right, guys. I think I'll let you wrap it up, Brett. And
I think we're going to wrap it up. Like I said, make sure, you know, like Duron said, make sure, you know, support us. It's the only way we can keep it going. And the other thing is like he said, you know, let us know. What do you want to hear? What do you want us to talk about? You know, what is the thing that you, especially if it's something that's, you know, controversial, we want it, you know. I love a good argument. So I'll be more than willing to go Duke against Don and, you know, prove him wrong. I've done it before. I'll do it again. And just, you know.
Not
just,
hard to do.
Just
Don's looking at his face. Just like, yeah, right. Okay.
But getting back to the topic, I'll start with Don. Don, any closing thoughts on this?
Don't do what you think other people will do or what they'll say if it's in your collection. You display it however the hell you want to. If you want to mix it up, if you want to put all the primes from every series on one shelf, all the Megatrons on one shelf, all the Bumblebees on one shelf, all the Night Screams on one shelf,
all one of them,
all the Supreme Class Cheetors on one shelf.
You display it how you want to do it. And don't listen to us if you don't like the ideas, or don't listen to whoever says, oh, you need to display it like this. If you want to put Reveal the Shield Wind Charger in with your masterpieces as a stopgap,
don't do that.
Well, I'm just saying,
you know,
do whatever you want.
That would be like putting RID Spring Load Legends in with my masterpiece. This is a masterpiece Spring Load,
you know,
or, you know,
well,
you know what I heard from that whole rambling Don gave? Send me all your Supreme Cheetors. That's what I heard.
We see, that's how his when he gets to be his age, his hearing starts to go, and he hears just bits and pieces.
I'll take it, but remember, I'm younger than you.
So. Or if,
but you're not better looking. But anyway,
okay.
But so, real, honestly, all joking aside, display it however you want to. It doesn't have to be. The theme could be no theme. Every shelf could be a mixed selection of whatever you want it to be. Just make sure it's fun.
Open up your glass display case door. grab handful of Transformers and go. And where they land is where they land. That's how you
know what? Them. If that makes you happy.
Or you can display your MPs, like Duran said earlier in tonight's cast, with a mutant head and gun crotch.
There you go.
Keep it classy. Keep it classy.
Dare I ask, Jack, do you have any final thoughts?
No.
No, you've already given them.
Yeah, I think gun crotch kind of, you know.
It did.
Yeah. When you said display it like your own, like however you feel like, I kind
of
thought
don't
like
be one of those guys don't be one of those guys that takes Armada Unicron and stamp him in the back of the Unicron doing the Stone Cold Double Bird. Everybody does that. Yes. It's old hat by now. It's fun, yes, but everybody does that. You're not original if you're doing that and taking a picture. Hey, look at my collection, guys. And your Unicron's down there flipping you off. You know. Now, if you had all the Fans Toys Dinobots standing shoulder to shoulder and they're all extending their arm with the middle finger extended, that would be cool. Do that.
Send pictures that. To Duran Land, care of TFYL.
Just post them on the Facebook.
just get the Fans Toys Dinobots. Yes. Just get the Fans Toys Dinobots.
Last one's out now. Grinder has been shipping for about 2 weeks now. So,
any last thoughts?
You know, right now I currently have my Masterpiece Autobots. It's displayed in auto or in vehicle form. Most people display their stuff in robot form for the most part.
Right.
I'm stepping outside the box right now and daring to be stupid. And I am displaying Transformers in their alternate forms.
Alrighty.
For a change. So, you know, there's some ways to do it that whatever floats your boat.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was going to say. If you want to take all the little pink Transformers, put them together, all the little purple Transformers, put them together on your shelf, that's wonderful. Whatever floats your boat. Just remember that it's got to be fun, and who cares what anyone else, including Don, thinks. So, I think we're going to wrap this one up. TFYLP episode 236. And I am Megamus signing off with Don.
Night, everybody.
Jack.
Have a good night, everybody.
And Duran.
Buenas noches, everyone.
There you go. We'll see you next time on TFYLP. Take care.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.